You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
Dude, I had this whole lineup about all the shit I was going to talk about. I mean, I got it all written down. I got it all written down in front of me. And man, see, the reason I leave that shit sometimes is because it makes me smile and it makes me laugh, and I'm not all like, you know? But like, dude, I got all this shit written down, and like, the only thing I'ma fucking talk about is shit like Bill de Blasio. Fucking Bill de Blasio. Like, motherfucker. Go away, Bill. I'm so serious, dude. Like, I don't, like, fuck the article. Fuck the article. Fuck Sean Hannity. He's a fucking putz. And the reason I call him a putz is because he's a goddamn plagiarist. Man, like, what the fuck? Like, write your own shit. Was that the fucking Oxford thing? Where it's like, you change it up so much and then, like, it's a passable grade? Like, what? Like, that college thing, you know what I'm talking about? It grades your papers and make sure you didn't copy nothing that's been used before. And, like, you know what's really fucking stupid? Is the fact that the kids that are in school can use this thing to make sure that it's a passing grade. So, basically, you're giving them incentive to just cheat and make sure that it's not cheating enough to pass. I mean, you guys do realize that, right? Like, you're enabling people who do not deserve a nursing job to become a nurse. Hence, my shitbag ex. But hey, my shitbag ex is not the reason we're here. We're here because of the fucking shit face, shit for brain shitbag, Bill de Blasio. Fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. He thinks he's gonna come out in the media and look like a fucking hero all of a sudden. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. Like, you don't have a fucking track record. Like, you're just gonna all of a sudden repent for all your bullshit you've ever done in New York. Yeah, fucking right, asshole, you fucking faggot. Fuck you. You're like Bohemian Grove. Like, fuck off, dude. You're not just about to just fucking come out in the fucking scene and not expect me to be like, fuck you. I was fuck you from the beginning as soon as I found out about how stupid you were throughout the first email I ever fucking sent you. That's right, I started typing the email. What happened? I was like, well, who the fuck is this Bill de Blasio? Oh, he's a fucking clown. Oh, okay. He likes to do dumb shit. Like, I'm not even gonna look it up. You just look up the word Bill and fucking de Blasio. It's like three words, right? But just look up Bill and then like the last word, right? De Blasio. Plenty of shit will come up. He's so fucking dumb. He thinks that I'm just gonna forget about him. He thinks I'm gonna forget about him. And they think that they're gonna fucking distract me from Obama with him. They think that they're gonna distract me from fucking talking about Mark Zuckerberg, fucking Marco Zucchini. They're like, let me find out. Fuck out of here. Like, fuck you, dude. So, like, now I'm gonna still talk about all this shit. But it's all gonna be fucking de blast ass haste. Like, it's gonna be laced with de Blasio. De Blasio. show. Like, I saw that, like, that sounds like the name Ralph the Blasio. Fuck you. You are what's wrong with New York. You know how I know that? Because I called to get your fucking number and nobody wants it. It's not that they don't have it. A nigga in a subway in the same building doesn't give a fuck. He don't care. And you know what? People who are like, oh my god, they said illegals, like, just shut the fuck up and listen. But the dude I'm talking to is probably an illegal. He hardly speaks English, sounds like he's straight from Mexico. Hell, I'm from Texas. This sounds really fucking familiar, right? Like, this, like, I'm calling there, and this sounds fucking familiar. Not this person. Well, actually, the person did. But the energy, nigger. I'm calling asking for government officials, and this motherfucker is shitting his pants, thinking I'm gonna report him to ICE and shit or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know. He was nice, but still. But still. And de Blasio, you touch this motherfucker and I fucking find out? I'll fucking whack your ass, nigger. How do you think that you're going to be the mayor of fucking New York? And all this shit is wrong with New York, right? And then you kind of find out that you've been the mayor? Like, hello, you're fucking responsible. And if you're not completely responsible, you know you do hold a shit ton of responsibility there. What? Do you think that fucking Governor Doug Ducey looks any better than you do right now? He's fucking Republican. At least he says he is. Fucking rhino in office, doing nothing but shit bag, shit for brains, dumb fuck things. Just like you, de Blasio. Just like you. You dumb fuck. Fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. Like, go to some fucking third world country where your fucking politics are welcome. You fucking asshole. You want to do socialist politics? Go to fucking Venezuela. They'll probably fucking kill you by this time. They're probably so goddamn tired of you and your socialist communist fucking buddies. Fucking libertarian Nazi assholes. And now to all you libertarians who are not Nazis and you're like, you're calling yourself the good libertarian, like, just shut up. Like, do you know how fucking unintelligent you sound as soon as a word LIBERTARIAN comes out of your stupid ass mouth? You know how fucking dumb you sound. There is no such thing as a fucking good libertarian. Why do you think I fucking invented the Meritus Party? Because you're dumb. And you can't become Meritus Party automatically. That doesn't just fucking happen. A conservative's gonna love this. Do you know why? Because you gotta earn it. You have to earn your right. And do you know how to do that? By not fucking up. By not voting Democrat. By not voting Libertarian. By not voting in a deliberocrat way. Something that supports the Constitution that was written and has been enacted for over 100 fucking years. Now, look. Do I agree with 100% of it? You know, that piece of paper? No! Ain't nobody going to. But I'm gonna protect it because, you know what? It's fucking protecting me. Like, the freedom to practice religion? Fuck you. Fuck you. The only religion that needs to be fucking practiced in this country is a fucking religion that it was founded upon. Native American religion, you shitbag. You don't like that shit? Then fuck off. You know, the fact that you even claim Christianity at all is satanic. You dumb shit. Do your fucking research. You know, I sat around in church for millions of fucking years, it seems. What feels like millions of years, because you sit there and you're fucking bored to goddamn death and you're falling asleep because the sermon sucks. That's right, your sermon sucks. If I've been to your church, your sermon sucks. Pastor Paul Goulet, your sermon sucks. Do you know why? Because I'm New Age spiritual. I'm what you would call Jesus. I walked up in your church, and you made fun of my religion! Let me find out. Fuck out of here. Mark Zurichini, I own the Facebook. I'm a Mark Zurichini, I own the Facebook. The fuck are you? I own the Facebook. Man, Mark Zuckerberg is a fucking liar. I'm gonna build a war room, and in this war room, we're gonna figure out how Russia did this. Oh yeah, man, that nigger is CIA, FBI, fucking Mark Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know the Facebook. Is it the front? Is it the front of the front? Cause in the back, we got the, you know, gambling in the back. We got the, all the shit that in the back, cause it's in the front. Facebook is in the front, and I'm a Maga Zucchini. Zucchini, Maraca Zucchini, huh? Fucking faggot, motherfucking faggot, you piece of shit, fuck you. Fuck you, Mark. Fuck you, Bill de Blasio. Fuck you, shitbag, ass-fucking Obama. You're a Baphomet ass fucker. Like, do you get that? You're fucking the ass of the one you call the Baphomet. Can you believe they're trying, like, okay. They're trying to give human personalities to all this mythical shit. It's like, hey, I got tits. And I changed my face a little. And that voice, nah, I got rid of that with my Adam's apple. And now I'm gonna let Obama fuck me in the ass. All right, now. Well, you know, I just look just enough like a woman. It's like, I don't have to look completely like a woman. Just make me look like a tall, gargantuous, wildebeest-looking ape. I want to look like a wildebeest. Like, no, like a real-life wildebeest. Make me look like a wildebeest, bitch. Like, bitch, like. And then the guy's like, oh, you like that Lion King wildebeest, huh?
Say no more, fam.
You like that lion wildebeest look, huh?
Say no more, fam.
Fucking spin. Like, put that fucking... You're telling them, hey, make me look like a fucking wildebeest, right? This motherfucker's pumping the goddamn chair up, right? Putting the hand, and he puts the thing around you. He spins you around in the chair and you're spinning around so fucking fast you're about to puke. And then he stops you right in front of the mirror, right? Because you're like, ah, stop, right? And then you just, oh, and then you almost fall out of the seat and shit. And now you got this fucking thing around you. You're all fucking dizzy and you look at yourself in the mirror and everything's spinning, right? And you're just like, oh shit. And he's like,
say no more, fam.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you, my dude.
Right? Like, butcher me up, Mr. Barberman. Todd Sweeney me.
Hey, say no more, fam. I got you, dude. You about to become some fucking shepherd's pie, nigga. Cause, no, really. You the shepherd, and now I made pie of you, nigga. You my pie, nigga. You my shepherd's pie, nigga.
Like, how many people ate the shepherd's pie and didn't realize it was the shepherd? And that's why we call it shepherd's pie?
I'm just kidding. About the shepherd's pie thing.
But look, okay. But Monica Zurichini, fuck him. and it's a Facebook affront. Like, for real. Man, like, who in the fuck am I? I often forget, like, seriously. But, you know, sometimes I wonder. But I'll go ahead and say it. I'm the cold case king! I am God to a fucking cold case. You know, let me find out. Fuck out of here. I just want to say thank you to all the full-blooded indigenous folk that kept their blood full blood. Because without that, do you know how sad this world would really be? You had been tarnished, you know what I mean? You know, you're the true blood. It's, I don't even know how to explain this, how to describe this. You know, without, I guess, I don't know, seeming racist, but I'm only like 1 or 2% fucking native, indigenous, I found out. So, but I was raised, you know, around tribesmen and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up going to the fucking, to the reservation. Now, not all the time, but I did, you know, whenever I was growing up. You know, whenever I was like 12 years old, I go, and these are still impressionable years. You know, I go to the reservations and shit. I go ride the fucking horses with them. You know? You see, I just want you to know. It's like I grew up instilled in native beliefs. Instilled in the native culture. And the only reason I'm using native is so y'all white folk understand what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, pale face. Because, man, like, I just, you know, full-blooded indigenous folk are so inspirational. If you would just get to know them. Oh, no, I got to know them. They're fucking assholes. Yeah, they probably are. They're probably drunk, and they're probably pissed off as fuck. Hell, if somebody came and raped me of my land, and I was the children of the people that happened to, shit, I'd probably be a sloppy, stupid, raging prick of a drunk too. I'd probably be so goddamn pissed off. But you gotta remember, dude, some of these people were doing some really crazy shit. But you know what's even worse? Is the people who came over justified themselves, established themselves on the backs of these people, but then turned around and started talking shit about them. And then when they had a problem with it, or just were in the way, they became eradicated. Conquered. Like, shit all over. Like, what the fuck? What kind of Roman-ass bullshit is this? It's like Romans went to fucking, who was it, Queen Elizabeth or whoever, right? Like, back then. And it's like, hey, let's go pilgrimage and shit all over this other place. I got this one stupid ass motherfucker called Christopher Columbus and we're just gonna do it. And then like, she's like, okay, well let's not say you're going there and let's say like you went off in the middle to go nowhere, right? Like you didn't know where you're going. You just like, you were headed somewhere else and just ended up there. They're like, great. Like, she's like, no, really, I've got tons of money and we'll make it go down in the history books this way. And everybody will celebrate Christopher wiped his ass with the nation Columbus. Like, what the fuck, dude? That's so fucking, that's raunchy, dog. That is so raunchy. So thank you to full-blooded indigenous folk, because you guys are awesome. You really are. Now, some of y'all niggas be shaming me for no reason. Like, I'm bringing a guitar and people are enjoying it. Everybody else is enjoying it. But you're an old fucking sour puss face ass. You're so bitter and salty. He's like, he brought a guitar? Hey, you're not supposed to have that here. This is an indigenous celebration. He doesn't even say indigenous, right? He says native. Like, he's so stupid and brain warped, he fucking says native. Like, he's not even all about the indigenous pride, but claims he is by saying the word native. Not even correcting himself. Not even trying to educate me. That's telling me, put that shit up. Cause fuck you, that's why. Cause I said so. All the chiefs and shit have walked by and seen you playing guitar, and none of them told me nothing. Nobody even told you nothing. They all smiled and they liked the fact that you brought a guitar and you were playing. But me, my old crotchety ass, I'm gonna come and tell you to shut the fuck up. Cause you're being disrespectful. Like, that kind of indigenous person can fuck off. He's drunk, and he's an old bastard. And he's probably touching kids. And he probably uses that intimidation tactic he learned from the paleface on little kids. Hey, that sounds familiar. That sounds like all these old politicians trying to touch kids. Like, what the fuck? Blech. Like, actually going out of their way to try to touch a kid. Fuck that. Zombies always win. But before I jump subjects, I'd also like to thank those who are indigenous like me and not like them, okay? It's a shocker to find out how many, like, I thought I was like one of a kind. And then I come here and there's people only partially indigenous but are in the tribe also. And so it's like, whoa, what the fuck? And dude, my tribe is so spread out. Like, I'm not in Louisiana where my tribe is from. The Attakapa Ishek. Where we're from is a little town in Louisiana and all across the southern strip, you know what I mean, of the US. You know, like in Texas and in Louisiana, but all along the south right there, right? And now some of us have gone on to college and things like that, you know what I mean? But there's not really many of them that are like me, who are kind of like a hybrid, which, and now that's not an insult. That's not a knock in the least. I'm just saying, and I'm not even saying that I'm better. I'm just saying that, you know, I kind of have this, I don't even want to say advantage, you know what I mean? Because I don't want it to seem like I have some kind of upper hand. It's just that I'm different, right? It's not that I'm better, it's just that I'm different in these ways, and like, shit, I don't like you sometimes because you're traditionally native, and traditionally, you know, just with the indigenous culture so much that you're probably gonna end up like a drunk bastard telling me not to fucking play guitar because of whatever, right? Which is not bad, you know what I mean? All I'm saying is that, you know, we're a little bit different, and so I would just like to thank those of you who are like me, who have opened my eyes and made me not feel ashamed and afraid of who I really am. I'm an indigenous kid. I was raised around money for most of my life, you know, but that was on my mom's side and I never identified with that shit. The only good thing that came out of that was my fucking ethics for business. Whenever I say ethics, I don't mean determination. I'm just talking about the way I go about it, right? Like, I'm not talking about how often I do it. I'm talking about the way I go about it, you know? If it's just gonna be a wasted fucking product, it's not worth it to me. I have, in my mind, I will have the ability and the know-how and the compassion to create something, right? And not just create something, but whatever it is going to be able to last a lifetime. Like, people will be using this all the time. It's not gonna be Call of Duty, where people wish they never bought it. It's not gonna be Black Ops 4, where people are like, man, this is like the fourth time they did this. And I'm still buying this shit from that brand, Treyarch. Like, This is the umpteen time that Black Ops has fucking sucked. But I'm still buying it. Like, fuck that. Zombies always win. You will never beat a zombie horde, ever. You might make your way through a wave, right? But given how many people there are on this earth, and let's say they all turn to zombies, you're not winning. You are not winning. Ever. One little mistake, and that's your fucking ass. Like, you don't get it, dude? One tiny little mistake, and there goes your whole fucking squad. We see it on the movies all the time. Zombies always win. Well, look here. The fact that there will never be a zombie horde should wake you up. Let me tell you something. If it's news and it induces fear, especially if it induces fear, if you read the news and you get freaked the fuck out about what you just read, it's fucking fake. Was Y2K real? No. Was all the shit after that real? No. But Y2K seemed to be that whole fucking end of the world bullshit to scare everybody into buying a bunch of shit and making them do dumb shit that they would never ever do if they didn't think that they were about to die, like, that day or the next day, right? Or, like, they were gonna have to face some apocalypse shit, right? So, yeah, fuck you, de Blasio. De Blasio. Dude, I am not here to kiss anybody's ass. What happened with this de Blasio prick? I started writing him a fucking email through his website, right? I get the idea that he can help me regulate stupid shit like Lyft and Uber, right? Because, you know, he doesn't agree with them. And so I'm all like, well, hell, maybe he's a good guy. I mean, he sounds like he's on the right fucking track. Let me contact him. I contact him and I start writing about 25% of the way through, right? And then I just look up who this guy is, and it's like, I don't even think it's like what was said about him. It was like what he was saying. It's what he had done, like, and was still doing. Like, this is his MO. I'm all like, you know, I heard of fucking fake news before, but this is ridiculous. You know, I ain't no fucking punk. I ain't gonna go out like no punk. I'm gonna look you up, nigga. And if I don't like what you are and what you're about, nigga, I'm gonna call you out. I'm gonna be like, excuse me, sir. Oh, fuck you.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fireweed Factory. Premium Alaskan Cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.